30th of April, 1963, from the Universal House of Justice to the First Baha'i World Congress. All praise, O my God, be to Thee who art the source of all glory and majesty, of greatness and honor, of sovereignty and dominion, of loftiness and grace, of awe and power. Whomsoever Thou willest, Thou causest to draw nigh unto the most great ocean, and on whomsoever Thou desirest, Thou conferrest the honor of recognizing Thy most ancient name. Of all who are in heaven and on earth, none can withstand the operation of Thy sovereign will. From all eternity Thou didst rule the entire creation, and Thou wilt continue forevermore to exercise Thy dominion over all created things. There is none other God but Thee, the Almighty, the Most Exalted, the All-Powerful, the All-Wise. Beloved friends, on this glorious occasion, the celebration of the Most Great Jubilee, we raise our grateful thanks to Baha'u'llah for all his bounties showered upon the friends throughout the world. This historic moment marks at one and the same time the fulfillment of Daniel's prophecy, the 100th anniversary of the declaration of the Promised One of all ages, the termination of the first epoch of the divine plan of Abdu'l-Bahá designed to establish the faith of God in all the world, and the successful conclusion of our beloved guardian's world-encircling crusade, enabling his lovers and loved ones everywhere to lay this glorious harvest of victory in his name at the feet of the Blessed Beauty. This most great jubilee is the crowning victory of the life work of Shoghi Effendi, guardian of the cause of God. He it was, and he alone, who unfolded the potentialities of the widely scattered, numerically small, and largely unorganized Baha'i community which had been called into being during the heroic age of the faith. He it was who unfolded the grand design of God's holy cause, set in motion the great plans of teaching already outlined by Abdu'l-Bahá, established the institutions and greatly extended the endowments at the World Center, and raised the temples of America, Africa, Australasia, and Europe, developed the administrative order of the cause throughout the world, and set the arc of the cause true on its course. He appointed the hands of the cause of God. The paeans of joy and gratitude, of love and adoration which we now raise to the throne of Baha'u'llah would be inadequate, and the celebrations of this most great jubilee in which, as promised by our beloved guardian, we are now engaged would be marred were no tribute paid at this time to the hands of the cause of God. For they share the victory with their beloved commander, he who raised them up and appointed them. They kept the ship on its course and brought it safe to port. The Universal House of Justice, with pride and love, recalls on this supreme occasion its profound admiration for the heroic work which they have accomplished. We do not wish to dwell on the appalling dangers which faced the infant cause when it was suddenly deprived of our beloved Shoghi Effendi, but rather to acknowledge with all the love and gratitude of our hearts the reality of the sacrifice, the labor, the self-discipline, the superb stewardship of the hands of the cause of God. We can think of no more fitting words to express our tribute to these dearly loved and valiant souls than to recall the words of Baha'u'llah himself. Light and glory, greeting and praise be upon the hands of his cause, through whom the light of fortitude hath shone forth, and the truth hath been established that the authority to choose rests with God, the powerful, the mighty, the unconstrained, through whom the ocean of bounty hath surged, and the fragrance of the gracious favors of God, the Lord of mankind, hath been diffused. The members of the Universal House of Justice, all being in Haifa at the time of the election, were able to visit the holy shrines of Baha'u'llah, the Bab, and of Abdu'l-Bahá, where they prostrated themselves at the sacred thresholds, and humbly sought the strength and assistance in the mighty task before them. Later in London, they have paid homage at the resting place of Shoghi Effendi, the blessed and sacred bow of the Tree of Holiness. As soon as the House of Justice is able to organize its work and deploy its forces, it will examine carefully all the conditions of the cause of God, and communications will be made to the friends. At this time, we call upon the believers everywhere to follow up vigorously the opportunities opened up by the World Crusade. Consolidation and deepening must go hand in hand with an eager extension of the teaching work, so that the onward march of the cause may continue unabated in preparation for future plans. Now that the attention of the public is becoming more and more drawn to the cause of God, the Friends must brace themselves and prepare their institutions to sustain the gaze of the world, whether it be friendly or hostile, eager or idle. The Universal House of Justice greets you all lovingly and joyfully at this time, and asks you to pray fervently for its speedy development and the spiritual strengthening of its members.